Jesus will come back a second time in a glorious way with radiance and flashing light, and everyone will know at the same time on planet Earth, all at the same time. The epistle writers put it this way: every knee will bow and every tongue confess. Even non-believers are going to have to confess at some point that Jesus Christ is Lord. But in the meantime, Jesus wanted us to know this: He's with us in the ordinary things of life. Isn't that the best news? Because I don't know about you, my life is really ordinary. I get up every morning and I eat oatmeal. I have peanut butter and jelly. In fact, the things that are discussed in St. Luke chapter 24, do you realize how ordinary these things are? They have a meal, they have a conversation, they have discussion. These are normal things that we do every single day. Jesus is with us in every single moment, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Ordinary. Perhaps you heard a couple months ago there was a big religious revival in Asbury, Kentucky, Wilmore, Kentucky, at Asbury College. How many of you have heard about this? It was in February that this happened. I know the men talked about this. You know, this happened just 2 months ago, that 60,000 people traveled to Wilmore, Kentucky for a revival. Now, I know in the Lutheran Church you're not supposed to mention revival. I'm sorry, but this did happen. It's a fact. 60,000 people gathered in Wilmore, Kentucky. What is in Wilmore, Kentucky? Now, what's interesting about this, if you read about it, is this was a simple gathering. There was a piano player, a guitar player, and a drum player. That was it. That's all. 60,000 people traveled for that. No dramatic performances, no over-the-top sermons, no institutional support from some denomination, no structure at all, no fancy lights, no fog machine to have the pastor walk through and give an amazing message, and no light show. None of that. Simple. Ordinary. People want simple and ordinary. And none of those things are bad that I mentioned. It's okay. Even fog machines, there's nothing sinful about a fog machine. But you get what I'm talking about. All that's needed is Jesus. He's with us in our highs, our mountaintop experiences. He's with us in our lows. He's with us in our successes. He's with us in our failures. He's with us on Sunday morning here in our church. We ask him to be here. He's with you Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. The greatest news, however, is in this text, though, as I wrap up here, is this. And that is that all the fear and overwhelming fear and distrust and hope can be overcome today for you. I want you to think about this. When people decide about a religion to follow or a church to follow, they usually make a list of pros and cons. And they list things. I like the color of carpet here, or I really like the peace that I get at this place, or I like the fellowship at this so-and-so church, or the kids program, and they make a pro and con list and on what they should follow. And people will say, oh, this list is longer on the pro side. I'm going to go here. I'm going to be a part of this religion because there's more pros on this side than on that side. Christianity's different. It's different in this way. You can have a bunch of cons on your list, like the pastor's bald and he just talks a lot or whatever it is, or the carpet, or whatever. You could list a whole bunch of cons, or I'm going through struggle, or whatever it might be. But if there's just one item on your pro list, one item, my God, my Savior, died and overcame death. If that is on your pro side, do you realize that overcomes all the things on the con side? That's what Jesus, it overcomes all the other pros of any other religion. One man overcame death, and that's just changes history. And he's your Savior. In your own personal life, you might have a long list of cons, things going against you. But if you just have one thing on your pro side, Jesus overcame death and rose again. It overwhelms all of it. And maybe we can be like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, or to Emmaus. One evening filled with despair, fear, distrust. They think Jesus might be a spy to arrest them, perhaps. The very next morning, they knew he was close and clear for the rest of their lives. May that story be our story too. Amen. Let's pray about that, and then we'll share the creed. Dear Lord, we thank you for being there with us, that Jesus is right there no matter what. Lord, give us eyes of faith to see Jesus in the ordinary, at peace, in conversations that happen in fellowship hall, in the breaking of bread at a meal, just the simple things of life. Help us to see him. We recognize that he's here powerfully, and we pray, Lord, that that would overcome all the fear and distrust that we have living in these times, as it did with those disciples on the road to Emmaus. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.